This is a Beautiful Mars podcast for Wednesday, February 4th, 2015, from HiRISE, onboard NASA's Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter. Tangential craters within Ptolemaeus Crater. This image shows two small craters, just touching on their rims, in the much larger Ptolemaeus Crater, which is located in the Martian southern hemisphere. These craters are called tangential craters. The more degraded and filled-in crater is approximately 3 kilometers in diameter, and there is an unusual feature near the center. A close-up shows the feature is approximately 76 meters wide and 164 meters long. This feature is also possibly a substantially oblique impact crater, but its origin remains unknown. Curiosity Rover at Pahrump Hills. The Mars rover Curiosity is exploring the Pahrump Hills in Gale Crater. The region contains sedimentary rocks that scientists believe formed in the presence of water. Curiosity's recent activities have included a mini drilling test. Last year in December, HiRISE spied Curiosity in the Pahrump region. Zooming in, one can clearly see the rover and its shadow to the upper right. The bright features in the image are sedimentary rock, and the dark areas are sand. HiRISE plans to periodically image Curiosity, as well as its companion Opportunity, as they continue to explore Mars. Yardangs in Arsinoeus Chaos. Several terrain types converge in this scene from Arsinoeus Chaos in the far eastern portions of Valles Marineris. The jumbled chaos terrain is likely related to the massive water-carved outflow channels that started in this area and flowed north across Mars' hemispheric dichotomy and onto the northern plains. The slightly curving sublinear bright terrain is composed of yardangs. Yardangs are portions of rock that have been sandblasted into long, skinny ridges by saltating or bouncing sand particles blowing in the wind. Zooming in, you can see transverse sand ridges between the yardangs. These sand ridges are termed transverse aeolian ridges, TARs, and are currently not moving in Mars climate. TARs are a mystery. They are midway in height between dunes, formed from saltating sand, and ripples, formed by reptated or splashed sand grains. Icy Wonderland. Although the season is late spring, carbon dioxide ice still covers much of the surface at this high-latitude site. It is still a chilly minus 128 degrees Celsius. The weak boundaries of the polygonal structure of the surface have been eroded by spring sublimation of carbon dioxide as energy from the sun turns ice to gas. The larger troughs in this image accentuate the surface polygonal structure, while the narrow cracks show the erosion caused when carbon dioxide gas escapes from under the seasonal ice layer, carrying fine material from the surface. The dark fans in this image are made up of small particles from the surface deposited on top of the seasonal layer of ice. The fans originate at a crack, a weak spot that allows the gas to escape. The material is deposited in a direction determined by the direction of the wind as the gas was escaping. You can see these images and more at uahirise.org.